Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Our Dumb Universe, Valborg and Fuzzo have teamed up. Dan Kent's brain is sorta fixed. Feltina is now the manager of an intergalactic comedy duo. And the furry Earth may collapse. What is to be done for you? Listen to this, the next episode. Episode 3, Something Fuzzy This Way Comes.
This is Krogus on the relay ship above Earth, sending message to the Krumnox. Repeat.
Stop! You don't have to say that every time. What is the meaning of this video chat, Krogus? The Krumnox is on his way to give his speech declaring this planet part of the Tregolian quasi-mercantile galactocracy.
I have more important news, aide-de-camp, Swogus.
More important than the Krumnox?
This world is in immediate danger. I've assembled a team. They don't know it yet, but I'm gathering them now. I shall personally catch them and force them to take a drilling machine to the center of the Earth and stabilize it.
Are you done?
I've only begun to be done.
You cannot leave the relay ship. There's barely enough crew to manage as it is. Your ship is the one that shall broadcast the Krumnox's message.
It's orbiting the planet. What could go wrong? Now, I must go. For the good of the Trochus. For the good of this stupid world. I'm off to the surface.
Fine. At least take a jacket. It's probably chilly down there. Oh, you already left. And you didn't turn off the Viso screen. And I don't know what button... Oh, boy. I guess I'll just... Stupid Krogus! Doesn't anyone here know how to turn this off? Flogus! Other Flogus? Anyone?
This is a terrible plan.
Ooh, spoken like a true manager, Feltina. Your lack of faith is noted, but let me reiterate said terrible plan. We fly up to the relay ship, beam our routine down to all those assembled for Krumnox's speech. They laugh, they chuckle, they blow glorf out of their gills. That will give us the leverage to reunite you with your lady friend. Then, we get booked on the Trogus homeworld, and we'll be Bluvis rich. Bluvis and Gold Smoovis rich. Glorpo and Blore, the number one act across 17 star systems.
I said the plan was terrible, not that I didn't understand it.
Also, you still only get 10%. Gross. No, net. Wait, which is better for us, Blore, gross or net?
More.
Besides, how often do you get to ride in an actual, factual spaceship? Ta, meet da, ta-da.
That's your spaceship? I thought it was a dumpster.
It was. Once. Still on weekends. In the gig economy, you gotta do what you gotta do. My eyes may be on stalks, my skin slimy and purple, but I am a creature of my word. Glorpo is honest as a Hermiphian tinnaculon.
But can we get home first, then leave? I don't know. Plus, Earth is where I keep my stuff. Oh, I don't know.
More.
I don't know what you said, but you're right. For Humph, I will do anything. Next up is space. Outro space.
Fuzzo, it worked. They're all sleeping.
That reminds me, Valborg. Did you put the sleeping pills in the pudding?
Look at them. What do you think?
I'm nervous. Sorry. It's sort of a big plan.
Yeah, I know.
So did you put...
Yes, they are all asleep.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't coincidental, you know?
No, it's night-night time for the Trogus.
Nighty-night. Don't sleep tight.
When you awake, your nightmare will
begin. It really worked. I mean, of course it worked. I really did it. Fuzzo for the win.
Shh. Sorry. We made the plan and got them snoring. Side by side, my pride is soaring. Unlikely team, a perfect scheming. This dream team got the Trogus dreaming. Best pal, the world is ours for taking.
Enough with all this celebrating. You were right, I owe that to you. But step one's done, on to step two. So how do we do it?
Do what?
Get out of here and defeat the Trogus.
Oh, right. Take these pills, avoid detection.
No, we did that part.
And they fell asleep.
Yes.
And then best friends, now we're best friends. Something saved the world.
Fuzzo, that's not a plan.
Oh, well, you know.
What is step two of the plan?
Well, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, God, you don't have a plan.
We can wing it.
I'm gonna gut you like a piglet.
Uh-oh. Who's that?
Oh, I can't believe we missed the button bell.
Me too. I mean, I got so zumous after that Glorpo and Blor show.
Those two are a riot.
I don't know. I mean, they're funny, but I want something a little more substantial with my comedy. Not just wacky for the sake of wacky, like... hold on. What in the triple moons of Lil Aegon and V is going on?
It looks like everyone is asleep. Probably drugged, but why? Probably an escape attempt, but by who? Oh, look, two workers there, standing around. But what to do? Probably blast them. But who should do it? Us!
Let's get them!
Uh-oh, we should run.
With gusto.
Fuzzo. And Fred.
Away!
Oh, Fuzz. Oh, Fuzz. What do we do? What do we do?
Look, one of their scout ships.
Oh, how will that help? If we just sit on the outside of it, we'll be caught immediately.
We hide inside and wait them out.
The inside. Yes, that's the side they'll least suspect. It's the Madame Bovary of sides. You see, I'm writing a murder mystery novel featuring famous literary characters, and Madame Bovary is a suspect, but no one thinks it's her. But it's her.
Just get in.
Tight fit.
Now just stay quiet and still until the troopers leave.
What? I wasn't listening. I was looking at this shiny glowing button.
Don't!
Auto return function activated. Ship returning to the relay mothership. Please hang on.
No one tells Fuzzo what to do.
Whoa.
It's moving too fast. Why didn't anyone tell me to hang on?
By the fjords! We're heading into space!
This is no good.
Yes, here we are. I, Trogus, have assembled the greatest team of heroes. You all, the ones whose names will be sung about in the ballads of legends. Here you are, Jormund, the Icelandic ice wrestler.
Ice hello. That's how we say hello in Iceland.
Great. Next, the Atrocity.
I am the Atrocity. I eat the fuzz.
Indeed. Next, former governor of the Suriname, Bungle Bingle.
I am corrupt but fair.
And amateur historian, Limon Keys.
I think there was a mistake in the vetting process.
You team of rascals will come with me to the center of the Earth to save this planet.
And maybe save ourselves.
I think there was a better option in relation to the people who could have assembled, R.E., this group.
Now, verily, we must scoot into the Drillmatic Drillatron!
Yeoman calls ice shotgun.
That is an old Icelandic custom where the front seat is now Yeoman's.
I do not like this at all.
Get out of here, you space jerks!
I'm not some guinea pig for you to run your tests on. I'm a man pig, and this man pig ain't gonna root around looking for truffles. So open this door this instant! Uh-oh. Scary footsteps. Actually, I'm just kidding. I'm a boy pig. A baby pig. A piglet. Don't hurt me. Yipes. Troga shock trooper.
Stand back.
Don't kill me. I have so much to live for. Well, some much. Fine. Few much. I have few much to live for.
Don't worry. Let us just remove our helmets.
All right. It's us.
Yep.
Pangla and Sandra.
I'm standing on soup cans to make me taller. Tomato soup!
The soup that's always slightly disappointing.
Yay! Underwhelming liquids!
So what brings you here? That cool panel they installed on the wall?
We're here to rescue you.
So, not the panel?
We've intercepted some Tregolian files. Apparently, because of your odd genetic makeup, they feel you can be weaponized.
I never tried genetic makeup. I did put on rouge once. I had to sneak into the Rosy Cheeks Club to bring down famous gangster Rosy Cheeksman. She wasn't there for the Rosy Cheeks Club meeting, but it was just a coincidence. Her cheeks were actually hollow because she stored drugs in them.
Great. You've lived a rich and stupid life. Now let me just open the lock with this passkey I purloined.
The door unlocked! Hooray! Good job, door. You can rest easy now. Your job is done. Look at you, door. You're almost beautiful in a way.
You can fawn over Portico's later, Pangla. Come on, detective.
Not so fast.
Bogus, the lesser commander.
Well, well, well. What a sweet surprise. It's that puppet who killed several of my comrades while she was piloting that giant robot. And her friend, more than friends, associate.
We've kissed a little. She likes kissing.
It's like warm mouth hugs.
Well, how about you all get in the prison cell and I won't blast you to pieces? It really is too easy catching you earthlings. Your simple ways are so charming. I've always enjoyed watching the antics of lesser beings. Not that you even realize what he is, what his value is.
We don't care what you think his value is. He's our friend. To us, he's worthless.
Shut up! You dum-dums are making a foolish mistake. We only have one chance to stop the Null, and one way to do it.
With hugs?
No.
Double hugs.
It's not hugs. Stop kissing hugs.
Sounds like hugs.
Enough now. It doesn't matter. I'll gift all three of you to the Krumnox. That will show Krogis. It's so easy to bring down you lesser beings.
So you chafe at the chain. Protest you're not lesser, but what's in a name? As long as you're in your place, safe to learn at the knee of a superior race. Fight all you will, that's the thrill for us all, to watch little dum-dums try to evolve. My sympathies, oh, how it must burn when one learns one's place is to serve. Oh, in every direction we have searched and we find lesser beings possessing a lesser mind, galactically speaking. You're of poorer design. It's just a foible of breeding with your lesser kind, lesser kind. Na 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 na. But look at the facts as they appear. Look at my people, the comparison's clear. You're nobly savage, but your brain is your traitor. Quite below average by the metrics we favor. See it our way because we can't see it yours. To stoop so low would question our worth. We have made the decision to do our best to be kind. Provide supervision to your lesser minds, give you labor for purpose, let you bask in our shine. We are benevolent handlers of your lesser kind, lesser beings, lesser beings. Now you beg, I laugh, your chance has passed, your failures are vast. Your planet had crashed. We your wars. We cleaned your shores. We fed your poor. And now you want more. When I turn you fools, and I'll make sure you suffer. They'll finally see my greatness. No longer lesser than my brother.
Oh, that hurts.
That's one way to shut him up.
You hit him with a pipe. He's been knocked out.
Fight all you will, that's the thrill, did he say? Well, I hope that he's thrilled from this pipe to his brain. And fight, yes, indeed, till the day we are free. The rebellion forever are we. Condescension and blame, threats to dissect and divide is the common refrain of a lesser mind, lesser mind. Tyrants, beware, where you assail and malign. You may be caught unawares by a lesser kind.
Good to see you as well. I've missed your soft kisses.
Pangolin and I have set up a resistance movement. We call it the Resistance Movement. We printed up t-shirts. You want one?
Do you have a medium?
Medium?
Or a woman's large?
Here. Though I think you're more,
They might have shrunk. This t-shirt is quite snug.
The time for trying on clothes is over. You best escape before they realize Bogus is incapacitated.
Actually, I think he's dead. His head is leaking pretty bad.
I guess I'm a murderer now.
We all are in our own way.
True, we murder our feelings so we can be numb and fight on.
Or how I murdered a whole tray of cupcakes for dinner. Yes, I had cupcakes for dinner. But that's not what matters now. What matters now is we get back to the secret base as quick as possible.
You can get one of the transport ships in Hangar 4.
Okay, let's go!
Good luck.
You're not coming with us?
The Resistance needs me here. I'll keep the supply channel open. For the Earth.
For the Earth!
The what now?
Move it, Detective.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
We've made it. Hangar Bay 4.
You've said that every time we've entered a room.
No, wait, Miss Sandra. I think he's right this time.
I'll just hotwire one of those Trogus ships and we're golden.
I'm more a pasty white.
I'm blue. Bluish.
Purple blue? What color is chartreuse? Red?
No, silly, it's yellow.
Actually, it's green.
No, that's puce.
Puce? That's purple brown.
That's not a thing.
It is. Puce derives from the French word for flea because it's the color of bloodstains on bedsheets left over from flea bites. That's puce.
I've said it again. I've said it before. The French put the gus in disgusting.
Who said that? Show yourself.
Oh, it's me.
Huff.
It's Huff for Huffalumphagus?
Miss Huff,
Not unless I ask my wife first, but we're open to that.
Hooray! I just saved my kiss in my kiss book. That's an imaginary book I put all my kisses in. I used to keep it in the sanatorium because no one got kisses then. It was cold and cruel, and so I saved up all my kisses. And that's why I like kissing now.
Okay. Well, huh. Anyway, I have a ship ready to go.
Are you part of the Resistance? We tried to reach out to you, but...
We're all in the Resistance. It's the Green Goons or us.
Some Chogas are hot pink.
But they all bleed yellow. We could run and hide, but what if, instead, we strike the relay station? We can stop the Krumnox's message. That will really cheese him off.
And from up there, I might be able to send a signal to the Robo First Ladies. They're missing. I don't even know if they survived the explosion of Lady Liberty.
But even without the dumb Nox's message... Wordplay. The Trogus will still be poking our parts.
That's why we interrupt his broadcast with Pangla's message to the world. We can broadcast that. She's very persuasive.
Right, okay, sure, but the relay station is in orbit. Space orbit.
Don't be scared, Detective. Hop into the ship.
There's just something about space that gets me a little, I don't know, familiar and yet uneasy.
It's called Feezy. We all feel it. But we should do this. Let's go.
No way left but up now. Our hope is in the sky. Relay station's our destination. Reconnect with my ladies. Run diagnostic hack from inside. Once we're in the system, we'll disarm all the prisons with resistance forces turning the tide. Somewhere out there, hope is in orbit. All we need is waiting for us. The future's here.
To the relay ship, and the Krumnox is almost here. Will they be able to reason with the Trogus? Will Gloppo and Blor become big stars? Find out next time on Our Dumb Universe, Episode 4, Krumnox, Krumnox Burning Bright.
Of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Learn more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Wear the House of Sunshine in t-shirt form. Buy our merch at TeePublic. Merch is a funny word. It's short for Merchantilus, the ancient Greek god of logos. And logos was the ancienter Greek god of merch. It's all a circle, man, and this circle goes to the top. Make sure to like, rate, subscribe, and most of all, have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
Ice hello. That's how we say hello in Iceland.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.